You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we got to talk to Lindsay. Now, she is a mental health program supervisor, and she makes $88,000 a year. Again, love Lindsay and everybody who calls in for Share Your Salary, like Lexi, who is on the phone right now in lovely West Seattle. Lexi, hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. You safe in West Seattle? Everything okay over there? You know, somebody can be a little bit rough depending on where you are.
Yeah, we're pretty close to Alki, so not too bad.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Just to make sure you strap on that bulletproof vest if you're going to go out past 8 o'clock at night.
You know what
I mean? I'm just saying, I read the stories. Lexi, you are a paralegal. Is that right?
I am.
That's really cool. Okay, well, we're happy you called in. Thanks for listening and being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack and Share Your Salary. We'd like to put a minute on the clock right now and just ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, you know, the buzzer goes off. We'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We will come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make as a paralegal, but then you're going to share your salary in case anybody listening thinks they might want to get into that line of work, you know, work in the legal system.
Awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Gabe, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Lexi's ready. She's in West Seattle. So let's get this going. I got 1 minute on the clock. If you're ready, begin.
How long have you been doing this?
A year and a month.
How old are you, Lexi? Do you mind if I ask? If you do, just say, hey, don't go there, man.
I am 25. I just had my birthday on Friday.
Wow.
What kind of education do you have to be a paralegal?
I have my bachelor's degree.
Are you looking to become a lawyer? Are you continuing your education?
I am looking to become a lawyer. I'm working on studying for my LSATs right now, but I'm also a mom, so multitasking at its finest.
Do you own a home?
I do not.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
What kind of law office do you work for?
I work for the government in criminal defense.
Okay, do you work for one attorney or just kind of for like many in this building with an office?
I work for a unit within the building, and we have about, I would say, 10 to 12 attorneys in the unit.
Do you report
Buzzer to went off. Gabe, sorry about that. That's terrible. Okay, if you want to guess right now, what do you think Lexi's making in West Seattle as a paralegal? Go ahead and text your guest to 253-642-WOLF. Put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use it as my guess, and I appreciate that. So do that, and if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Lexi's going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now, because this is Share Your Salary. We got Lexi on the phone from West Seattle. What? And she's a paralegal. Before we play the game and she shares her salary, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Lexi?
She's about 25. She does have her bachelor's degree, but she is studying for the LSATs. She's a mom. She works for a law office that's like with government law, and there's about 10 different lawyers there.
Man, and she's busy. She's still going to school, too, and wants to be a lawyer, all that, like you said. Okay, so, Gabe, you're up first. What do you think?
I think that since she only has her bachelor's right now, it can't be too incredibly high, but she has to be making decent money, so I'm going to go with 78.
Captain Ron, where are you at on that? 78, Gabe. Okay.
Okay, so one of my roommates, I think he is actually a paralegal, but I know very little about what
think?
He does.
He's got some insider trades.
Or anything that he's doing.
Is this the guy that never leaves the house?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like I said, I don't really know anything about his job necessarily, so I don't have good information. But because she's only been doing it a year, I'm going to say 65.
Wow.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to go with a text here from Carly in Monroe, and I'm going to say, Lexi, I know this isn't your final destination, so I think you're getting a paycheck. You're providing, you're helping out your, you know, your hubby or your partner with your two kids, but this is not, this is a springboard to big money.
Big money.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to go lower on it. I'm going to say 55. I mean, she's probably one of many. She's working for the government. You know, this is just like, hey, this is helping me get to where I need to go.
Wow.
Yeah, 55, 65, 78. Those are our guesses, Lexi in West Seattle. But that doesn't matter. We all want to know how much you actually make. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
This year, I will be making
$60,000. Oh, that is pretty much a tie between you and I, Captain Ron. We both split it by five.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
I know. So, you know, the question I always ask professionals, legal, like yourself, what do you think you're going to be looking at when you're done, Lexi, in terms of student loans to salary? What's that ratio going to look like for you?
Well, I think probably... I owe, depending on how, if the student loan forgiveness, I'll owe about $20,000. So depending on where I kind of make my payments, I would guess probably paying between $5,000 and $7,000 a year.
And you're married?
No, I'm not.
Wait, you're a single mom, your full-time job, and you're going to school?
Yes.
And you're 25 years old. I am exhausted just listening to your life story.
I'm 26. I can barely take care of myself.
She's still on her mom's phone bill.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Pipe down.
What do you think about that, Lexi?
Yeah. What do you think about Gabe being on her parents' cell phone
Lexi,
bill?
Lexi, it's by default, okay? I didn't choose
Gabe, where are
life.
Your children right now? Are they taking care of her?
I don't judge. Everyone has their own path.
Hey, I agree. Hey, if I could be on her parents' cell phone plan, I would still. But, you know, I'd sign up for that.
I would like to be there, too. That would be great.
Well, Lexi, we're in awe. I mean, I don't know when you sleep. You probably don't, but that's incredible.
Thanks. Not much sleep here.
No, I wouldn't think so. And honestly, with that student loan, that's not bad. We talked to somebody a couple weeks ago who had almost $500,000 in student loans.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
A lot.
Well, Lexi, you're awesome. Thanks for listening to The Wolf. And when do you think you're going to be in the big money, like taking a bath in dollar bills?
Hoping by 30.
Here you go. Yeah. You got this, Lexi.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys' show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.